T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
To the dial pad guest line we go. 3-time Super Bowl champ, Hall of Famer, 95.7 The Game football insider Jerry Rice with us here on 95.7 The Game. Jerry, winning a game like that last night is one thing, but to take a team with a Hall of Fame quarterback, an 8-2 record, they're off the bye, the game is flexed into prime time, to make that team quit at the end of the game, that is something special, is it not?
You know, Niners, they were exceptional last night, and you got to give it to that team, you know, offensive-wise and also defensive-wise. And with Kyle Shanahan coming up with a great game plan, and it really made the Packers look like, I don't know, maybe like a little high school team, you know, because that normally doesn't happen with Aaron Rodgers. And to see the way Jimmy G played, he didn't have any turnovers or anything like that. That defense of the Niners, you know, 5 more sacks, and I think they got like about 44 sacks for the year. I think this team is pretty much working on all cylinders right now. We still got to get a couple more guys healthy.
Without a question, Jerry, get some guys healthy, but this offense was humming. Cooking in Crisco, I like to say.
Oh, yeah.
But what about old Kittle? What does he bring to the offense? What did you see when you watched this guy, the run game, the passing game? How good is he as a tight end?
You know, I think he's exceptional because he, you know, he does great things down the field catching the ball, but he's also an exceptional blocker. And that's going to be a key component for the 49ers offense. But for this guy to play with I think he has like a broken bone in his ankle or something like that. He didn't look like it on that 61-yarder that he had. And he was able to, you know, outrun some people and get into the end zone. So I think the thing is, it's so weird because it's like that offense, that team, if Kittle is out there on that football field, they feed off him. You know, the energy, it goes up. And, you know, he's willing to make catches, those difficult ones. And then, you know, he's looking for contact. I have never seen a guy, you know, that, you know, once you catch the football, because I try to avoid contact. You know, I wanted to get away from it, but he's looking for contact.
When you watch Debo Samuel play, he seems to be a little bit similar to George Kittle in that he's not afraid of contact. How much is his upside the rest of the way this year going to maybe make or break this team as far as how far they can go?
You know, I think he's just getting better each game. And, yeah, you know, he done had a couple drops and stuff like that. But on that 41-yarder that he had, you know, he caught it over the middle and he was able to run away from some people and get into the end zone. So I'm sure they're going to, you know, utilize him more down the road, but also get Sanders back into the mix. Then you got Kittle, get Breida healthy, get him back on the football field. And if Jimmy G is, you know, like pretty much protecting the ball like he did last night, because I think he was 14 for about 20, over 200-some yards and no interceptions or anything like that, this team is going to go a long, long way.
Jerry Rice here on 95.7 The Game. We've had some callers, longtime Niner fans who were at the game last night, who have been to a lot of games at Levi's, but also were very passionate fans who went to Candlestick all the time. They're saying it's starting to feel, not that it is, but it's starting to become almost Candlestickian at Levi's with the noise and the hostility. You used to play at Candlestick. When that place was at its most fevered pitch, how daunting was that for the opposition?
It was like that 12th man. And, you know, it's just like what Seattle got in Seattle. They got that 12th man, and the people are excited right now. You know, I had a book signing at the 49ers store the day before, and it's like, man, it was people coming in excited about buying the merchandise. Also, you know, they bought books. They did all that. But you also had some Packer fans, too, that was coming through to just, you know, say hello. But the excitement is there. But, you know, Richard Sherman, I think he he's trying to downplay this a little bit because he said, hey, you know what, we feel like a punching bag. You know, people really don't believe we are for real and stuff like that. You know, the noise on the outside, we just keep it on the outside. We know exactly what's happening, you know, inside those doors and stuff like that. But I think that's just Richard Sherman being Richard Sherman to keep everybody focused and on point that, hey, look, it's not over yet. We got more to do. We got a lot of work to do. And we're hitting a really difficult part of the schedule right now. You know, got the Ravens coming up. So it's going to be good for the Niners.
Yeah, Jerry, when you watch what Kittle was able to do, you watch what the offense is able to do, Jimmy G spinning the ball all over the field. How much is this predicated on Kyle Shanahan's play design? When you see a Kittle, arguably the best weapon on the offense, wide open by 20 yards?
Yeah, I think I would say over 90%, you know, because Kyle Shanahan going to put them in a position where they can win. And, yeah, you know, we want to pound the ball, and I think all the opposing team, they know that we want to try to run the ball. But when you got weapons on the outside like that too, you know, so it's almost like pick your poison. If you try to shut down and run, you know, Kittle, Samuel, Sanders, all these other guys going to kill you on the outside. But, you know, it's just up to Kyle to put together a good game plan. And once he does that, now it's up to the players to go out there and implement that on the football field.
When you're looking at this 49er offense, what would be the area you would target as a defensive coordinator? What can you try to force them to do that might be their worst foot put forward?
I think, because what happens if you try to shut down a run, then play action is going to end up hurting you. So it's one of those things where it's almost like the defense coordinator, they have to pick their poison. Are we going to try to take these receivers away, you know, take one of their key components like a George Kittle away or something like that? Then that's going to open up the run. So I'm thinking right now it's nothing that a defensive coordinator can do. Because we can run the football, we can throw the football. Now, are you going to bring more pressure on Jimmy G to try to get to him, to hit him and rattle him around and hopefully cause him to make some mistakes? But I think Jimmy G is past that now. You know, he's comfortable back there in the pocket. So this team is coming together at the right time.
Jerry Rice with us here on 95.7 The Game. What's the key to properly enjoying a victory like this, but putting it in the rear view in the appropriate amount of time so that you can focus on the upcoming trip to Baltimore? Because it seems like we're at a point now where every game that's coming up is the biggest game of the season, and clearly Baltimore has now become that. So how do you enjoy this win properly, but turn your attention to Baltimore in the right amount of time?
Well, I think the most important thing, you go back and you look at the film and you make corrections, because you can get better. That's the most important thing. But the second you look at that film and you go out and you do your you go through warm-ups and stuff like that, and you work out the kinks, the soreness from the football game is on to the Ravens. So they're going to enjoy it this morning. Then they're going to watch the film. They're going to go out and work out just a little bit, break a sweat. But then that game is over. Then the main focus is the Ravens.
Jerry, barring any injuries, and both these two teams stay healthy, the Ravens, that is, and the Niners, no big injuries. Is this a preview of the Super Bowl, you think?
I really do, because, you know, I was looking at the game between the Cowboys and the Patriots last night. The Patriots are not putting up points.
Come on.
They won that game 13-9. Dallas just could not, you know, get into the end zone. I don't know if it had to do with the weather or they just lost focus. Special teams, I don't think Jerry Jones was very excited about the way they played. But the Patriots are not putting up the points. With Tom Brady, he's not his passer rating is not that good, and they're winning football games on defense. We have the defense. We also have the offense. You know, I think the Ravens and Lamar Jackson, what they were able to do to the Patriots, I think it's pretty much exposed them a little bit. And you might be looking at the Ravens and the San Francisco 49ers in the Super Bowl.
Jerry, before we let you go, Lowe's been elbowing me in the ribs. He heard you're shooting a commercial. He wants to know if he can get in on that gravy train. What do you got going on?
Copperfit, man. Copperfit ice. And that goes well with rice. So that's... I'm hanging out here with Brett Favre and stuff like that. And I think the most important thing with Copperfit, we still trying to get people to stay active, you know, and, you know, if you got injuries and stuff like that, knee sleeve or elbow sleeve, anything that can still get you out where you can get that workout in and just keep everything going. You know, when I work out, man, it jumpstarts my day. It's like, you know, it really lightens my day a lot and stuff like that. And it makes me feel good because I have done something for me.
Jerry, that's great stuff. Put me down for an elbow and a knee because rice rhymes with nice, and that would be real nice for me to get some product from you. Jerry, thank you, Jerry.
Hey, Lo, you probably going to have to cover your entire body, man.
Jerry, that was dibs. That was the dibbers.
That's
that
a two-piece for me and the goat right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, Jay.
You guys have a good one, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.